It's the Breakfast Show with Nix on Power FM.
Nelly Furtado, 98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nix. We are powered this morning by Harvey Norman in Muswellbrook Fair. Now, I have decided that I need to partake in a new hobby around this area. Taking all of your thoughts over the next couple of weeks of what hobby I can be involved in if you do something, let me know, 654-11981. Send me an invitation. I get a bit lonely. I don't have many friends around here, guys. Feeling lonely. Hey, last night I did head to the Lingalonga Inn in Gundy. Now, first of all, what an amazing drive out there. Such a spectacular area of town. A big shout out to Louise and everybody down there, and Cookie, the chef who invited us down. Myself and Glenn from the station went down. Now, I was told I was going down for a trivia night. Thought, okay, we're going to be doing trivia. Turns out it was not trivia at all. It was literally Millionaire Hot Seat. So Eddie Maguire was going to be flown in via the television, and basically you literally do Millionaire Hot Seat at the pub. It was quite entertaining. In the lead up, thought I better get some tips from the locals.
Gary, I'm feeling nervous. You're a bit more practiced at this than I am.
Far from it. I just contend here every afternoon.
Therefore, you are more practiced than I am. I've got no hot seat. Any tips for me going into this millionaire extraordinaire hot seat round? I'm feeling really nervous.
If you don't know, pass. Leave it to someone else. You might get back in at the end.
How far have you got in Millionaire Hot Seat before?
About four in a row.
Oh, my goodness. That's like, how much money would you have won if Eddie really had been here?
None, because I passed after
that. You let it go, mate. You let it go. Righto. Is there any particular area you're strength in if I need to phone a friend?
There's no phone a friend in this.
Why did I come? I thought I could...
Wrong show.
Getting my trivia shows mixed up here. Karen, what about you? You're a bit more practiced than I am. Any tips?
Just pass if you don't know.
Seems to be the consensus. If I just pass everything, will I win?
It comes back to you and then.
Do you come here every night for this?
Yes, we do. Except Monday when the pub's closed.
Oh, my God. What do you do on Mondays?
Sit at home and watch it.
All right, Hotel Lingalonga Inn, and here we are.
Here comes
Eddie.
Here comes all these Eddie.
Great people. Here we are sitting around.
Are we excited about doing Millionaire?
All right, so as we got in, Eddie was there. A voucher was on the line, and it was time to play Millionaire Hot Seat at the Gundy Lingalonga Inn.
Tonight, we have PGW Workshop Manager, Gary P.
Oh, Gary was team number one, and then it was my turn.
New to the area, Power FM Breakfast announcer extraordinaire, Nikki.
So we were up and running. We were up and running for the first ever, well, my first ever Millionaire Hot Seat live at the Lingalonga Inn in Gundy. Look, it was such a battle round. I was actually really stressed. The first question that I got asked, I was under so much pressure, didn't know what to do, so I passed. Yep, I passed. But look, as the night unfolded, one of the guys managed to really take us a long way as a team. He got four questions right in the Millionaire Hot Seat live at the Lingalonga Inn. And then before I knew it, I was the one who had to answer the last question. It all came down to me. It was make or break. Was I going to win the $1 million, the $20,000? Or essentially what was the free voucher, which was awesome because it was free food. What happened when I was faced with the last question on Millionaire Hot Seat? Gonna tell you next. Did I win or did I lose? Find out. Breakfast with Nix, 98.1 Power FM.
It's the Breakfast Show with Nix on Power FM.
It is Breakfast with Nix. Yes, last night I went to the Millionaire Hot Seat at the Lingalonga Inn. First question I got asked in the hot seat, I passed. I moved on. Couldn't get it. Felt the pressure. Then before I knew it, I was in the hot seat for the final question, and wow, what a lot of pressure. I can't handle this pressure. The last question is on me.
That's it. The last question is on you.
There we go.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling so much pressure right now. Okay. I played for $20,000. Why is it me? I'm not good at this.
And you have to pay tax on that too, you know?
No, I'd have to pay tax on it as well. I didn't wear my collared V-neck polo shirt and I don't have my pink pearls on, so I'm feeling a little threatened. Oh no, that they got to the news, bro!
The news headlines!
Okay, I need a strategy. Alright, done my stretches. Alright, I'm pumped. I've got my eye of the tiger in my head. Oh, I'm feeling so stressed. I've made a decision. I'm not gonna pass. I'm gonna take the gamble. I can't pass.
This is it.
For $20,000 fake dollars. Oh, you're kidding. Which of these songs was written by comic duo Wally Johnson and Bob Brown? Oh my gosh, I don't know this question. Home Among the Gum Trees, Advance Australian Death, Waltzing Matilda, or Shout? It wasn't Waltzing Matilda. I feel like I want to go A, Among the Gum Trees. That's what I feel like. Gum trees. A sheep or two and a kangaroo. And I'm at the back. And the answer is from A.
A. She said.
I'm going A. It's the only one I think could be it. So Home Among the Gum Trees. Come on, you little winner. Come on.
Come on.
Lock in A, Eddie. Lock it in.
Lock in.
This suspense is killing me. Yes, I took it out. I think that is the first time I have ever won anything in my entire life. In fact, it was. And what a pleasure to celebrate it with the guys at the Lingalonga Inn in Gundy. Hey, pop on down if you can, because that is such a nice pub to hang out at. And I will be back for Millionaire Hot Seat. You know what? I don't know if I should go back and try and keep the record going, or whether I should just maybe be a spectator next time I'm down there, because I won for the first time ever. I won, and thank you to Cookie Louise and everybody down there at the Lingalonga Inn. Great food, great pub, and fabulous that I won my first ever Millionaire Hot Seat right there at the Lingalonga Inn in Gundy. Jeez, that was fun. Birthday calls are up next.
PowerFM.com.au/